welcome to Marketing Without the Marketing. I'm your host, Michael Bozzi, and glad that you could join me. Today, I'd like to talk about another core concept of content marketing, which is providing value. Providing value to your audience without an expectation of something in return. It's a core tenet of content marketing. These are the new rules, and they require that you can't just go in and ask for the sale. I mean, the new world has opened up all these possibilities, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, think about this. You can reach anyone in the world anywhere via social media. You can have that first touch with a potential customer, and it costs you almost nothing. But the way that you handle this is different, and most people's conception of media, right? We call it social media, but most people's conception of media is rooted in the 20th century version, which was very much broadcast, right? You had channels such as radio, television, and even to a certain extent, newspapers. And basically, the assumption was that you'd have an audience. It was mass media. If you print it, if you record it, if you publish it, there it is. People are going to pay attention because the channels were scarce. Well, today, with the internet, the channels are no longer scarce. And there's a ton of noise out there. So you can yell as loud as you want. You can spend all the money that you want on advertising, but it's just not going to be effective. And like I've said before, it's not going to really be available to you as a small player. If you're just starting out, that's not your best strategy, especially when you've got this opportunity to reach all these folks for really very little cost, your time and your effort. Now, this is why a content strategy is really important. In the digital realm, you connect over content. Having a strategy around that content is really, really important. That content has to have an intent. It has to provide some value to your intended audience. That means you got to know your audience. You got to know what the problems they have are. You got to know how to solve those. And if you do, and you show up and say, hey, I can solve your problem. I can solve that issue that you have. You'll be building trust. You'll be building authority. And if you do it enough, you'll start to earn the permission to ask for something in return. That might be, something where it's, hey, will you share something for me that has some value? Or it might be down the line where you can actually ask for the sale. But you've got to have a relationship before you can actually do that. You can't just march in and go right for the sale. You just can't do that. You've got to enter the relationship little by little with a very generous mindset from the outset, not a transactional mindset. Consumers today, under the new rules of media, they're very smart and they're very, very desensitized to sales pitches. They're going to see right through you if you try to sell before you have a relationship. You've got to have a relationship first. You've got to do the work and prove yourself. And the only way to do that is to say, hey, look, I'm going to provide some genuine value to you. I'm going to solve your problem, even if it's in a small way. And I'm going to do that without any expectation of a return. And if you do that and you do it reliably, you give of yourself generously, look, that's going to be good for you and it's going to be good for your business too. People are going to think better of you. And here's the thing. In this concept of providing value, it's your responsibility to make the first move. You have to give of yourself, and again, without an expectation of getting something in return, remove that from your psyche. We've been trained to think, this has to be a transaction. If I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to expect something in return. You've got to remove that. Content marketing is not about that. And if you think about it, marketing is just kind of contributing to the noise, right? It's just here, this spray of stuff that's, information that's very self-serving, very selfish. Here, let me tell you about myself. That's kind of just contributing to the noise. And, media, social media in particular, has made it possible for that to happen. But, in content marketing, you know, the idea that you're contributing real value to people, that's something they actually want, right? Where you turn the content into something that they actually want because it's actually helping them solve a real problem. And that's excellent. There's a lot of noise out there already. We don't need more noise, but there is a thirst for valuable content. And you can see that in the content marketing campaigns that work, where you're making a connection with a real audience, providing real value to them, and they're really happy to receive it. I call this the concept of delighting your audience. You surpass their expectations. I think I read this in a post by Seth Godin. I probably should have remembered this from my psychology courses in college, but there are only six emotions to choose from. There's anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, and surprise. And if you want people to have an emotional connection to your work, my belief is that surprise is your best bet. I mean, you can use any of those other emotions, but surprise is the one that, well, that one is the one that works for me. I mean, a lot of folks use fear in their content strategy or their marketing. You see it all the time in traditional marketing, right? This sort of, you know, fear of not measuring up, or fear of, you know, missing out on something, fear of, you know, so something's going to happen bad to your family or to your health or to whatever. I mean, lots of marketing plays on fear. And certainly lots of marketing plays on joy as well, where it's, hey, look, you buy this product and you're going to be happy. Some marketing works on anger. You see this a lot in political campaigns. Let me, you know, if I can stoke some anger in people, maybe I can get them to take an action. Well, my belief is that if you're building a business, those other emotions, you know, those are fleeting, because it's hard to get someone to be angry or scared all the time. Plus, it's not really the right thing to do, in my opinion. So, hey, surprise. Surprise is a great one. I call it delight. And I always feel like, you know, if you make this delight a positive effect, awesome. People are going to want to share that. If I'm delighted, I'm going to want to share that with others. And the cool thing is that if you do that, they're actually going to help you back, right? You've given them something that delighted them. They were surprised by it, made them feel good. They want to share it. And guess what? Once they start sharing it, this is good for you too. Now, think about providing value in the big question, and you've got to determine this part for yourself, is when you're giving stuff away, how much do you or should you give away, and how much should you retain, right? Because if you give away your entire business, you know, that's going to be tough to run a business if you do that, right? But remember, you can only monetize what's scarce. So for me, take this as an example, right? I write a lot of pieces that offer general help to people running a small business that tends to be sort of writers or nonfiction authors or folks who are, you know, producing a product or, you know, building a small business. And so I write pieces for this, produce podcasts and other, you know, videos and all, and what I genuinely hope to be helpful. And, you know, here's the thing. Maybe that's all that they need from me. Maybe there will never be a transaction between us. That's cool. I'm fine with that. In fact, I want that. I want to help a lot of folks. I want people to get something out of this and say, hey, look, I can run my business better because you gave me this advice or made me think of something in a different way. If that happens, I am psyched. But there is a selfish motivation to it too, because even if I've done that, even if I've provided this little bit of value, it's building my authority. It's making you trust me more. It's making you say, hey, I'm going to share this because I thought it was worthwhile. And then maybe someone will become a customer. Maybe someone will buy a product from me someday. Maybe someone will hire me as their advisor. I don't expect that. And in point of fact, I expect it to be a very small percentage of the folks who I help who will actually do that, but that's okay. And that's the way that content marketing works. And you can do this too. There's a lot that you can give away that's going to sort of show who you are, let people get to know you by providing value, by solving their problems. They start to trust you. You can do this. And the cool thing is once you've done that, it sets up this little vacuum, right? If you've helped someone, they're going to want to help you in return. Even if you've helped them a little tiny bit, they're going to want to help you a little bit in return. That little bit might be a share, right, where they share your work, but that's going to help you. That's going to be, you know, the continuation of building your audience. And as you can see, all this rests on a foundation of providing value. So do it. Do it regularly. Do it genuinely. Try to help people. It's a great way to run your business. It feels really good, and it can lead to some good stuff. It really can. All right, so I hope that I've provided some value to you as well with this episode and the podcast in general. Really appreciate you listening, and especially appreciate the folks who are subscribers. It's been a lot of fun so far. Keep the questions coming. You know, I want you to do well. I'm rooting for you. I love to see when you folks out there are having some success. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. So keep going, keep rocking it, keep doing your own content marketing. And I wish you all the best. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you very much.